T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. A pair of sisters, twins in fact, were the victims of a violent attack in Park Slope over the weekend. One didn't make it. Let's find out what happened live from our Glenchuck.
Yeah, terrible story to tell you about this morning. Samaya and Sanaya Spain, according to friends and family, really were inseparable. The 19-year-old twins hanging out here at the Natural Plus Deli. They were frequent customers, according to the owner. This is early Sunday morning when witnesses say two men came in and started flirting with the young women.
One of the guys had complimented the two girls that had walked in with their friends, and they said no, they weren't attracted, so he called them names.
After the name calling, the men angrily stormed out, Susan, but then minutes later, one of them came back with knife in hand and stabbed Samaya in the chest and the neck, killing her. Samaya was wounded in the arm, had to witness the death of her sister, calling 911 for help. Again, by the time police arrived, Samaya didn't make it. The manhunt for the killer goes on, still reviewing surveillance footage here. Police are trying to get some more information. Hopefully an arrest today. We'll keep you updated. The Glenchuck 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. 4th Avenue in Park Slope.
Cops searching for a murderer in East Harlem. A 47-year-old man was fatally stabbed in an apartment at 50 East 132nd Street overnight. All we know about the suspect is that it's a man in his 50s. The motive, and even whether they knew each other, is not clear. Anyone with information is asked to call 800-577-TIPS. There's an arrest now in the death of a man who was allegedly punched to the ground by a tow truck driver. That happened at a Shell station on Clarkson Avenue in East Flatbush, where 61-year-old Carlisle Thomas reportedly had a deal with the gas station owner that he could park his car there for $10 if he couldn't find a space. Well, suddenly Saturday night, he saw his car being hooked to a tow truck, and when he confronted the driver, he was allegedly clocked in the face and struck his head on the pavement. His friend spoke to ABC 7.
He's very friendly. He's fun. He was the life of the era. He was respecting. He can talk to anyone. He have a dance he will do, and he can talk to anyone.
30-year-old Kevin Johnson of Brooklyn has so far been charged with recklessly causing physical injury. Meantime, a vigil at the gas station last night forced it to close to customers for several hours. A 2-year-old now hospitalized after falling out a second-story window in Newark. Reports say the boy's mother ran to a nearby police station to get help. The child was then rushed to University Hospital, where he's said to be in stable condition. No word yet what happened or whether there were guards on that window. New York City now ordering a cleanup in Borough Park, where the neighborhood's oldest synagogue, Hevra Anshe Lubavitch, was torn down in violation of city law.
It is a sad day for New Yorkers.
The historic synagogue in Brooklyn stood on 12th Avenue in Borough Park since 1907. Today, it was mysteriously reduced to rubble. Rabbi Yaakov Berman has been involved in trying to save the synagogue since 2017.
What makes it even more painful is the unlawful manner in which it was demolished, in direct violation of a court order without approval of the rabbinic arbitration panel.
Currently, there are 50 members, and they're trying to explore their legal options.
In a rebuke to an approval granted by the former attorney general, the rabbinic panel did not accept approval. They ruled that not a single brick could be touched unless the developer puts up a $5 million bond.
Astrid Martinez, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Borough Park.
A fatal fire in Bath Beach, Brooklyn, now being investigated as a homicide. This was in a 4-story building on Bay 29th Street near Bath Avenue. ABC 7 reporting the two people found dead inside had died before the fire started. Jonathan Irizarry lived in the building. He says he was trying to help put out the blaze.
By the time I got there with the third pot of water, it was like sort of out of control, and I had to think about getting my son out of there before anything got too crazy. And I put my animals in the back rooms because I wasn't able to have enough time to actually grab them.
It took 60 firefighters from 12 different units about an hour to get the fire under control. Two firefighters were injured. The cause of death of the two victims, not yet known. Also no word on the fate of Irizarry's pets. Sunday marked a day of action in New York City, with families gathering at playgrounds around town to protest $400 million in budget cuts for pre-K and 3K. Tens of thousands of city kids are enrolled in both. The group New Yorkers United for Child Care circulated a petition, which they plan to send to the City Council's Education Committee before its preliminary budget hearing today. 1010 Win Sports. We've got four teams from the general New York City area in the NCAA tournament field of 68, but St. John's and Seton Hall didn't make the cut.
Yeah, Susan, let's start with Rick Pitino on his Red Storm snub.
I've never been on this end of the stick before as a coach, and it certainly hurts, but for me, it's the hurt really is in the eyes of my players.
But Pitino adds that Johnny's not the only ones, even in the Big East, which only wound up with three tickets to the big dance.
Every year, it's two or three teams go through this. I'm sure that Seton Hall and Providence players feel the same way right now. There is no consolation, whether you're first four out, first four in, that only thing about is making it.
UConn did as the number one overall seed. The Huskies play Friday at Barclays Center. St. Peter's will take the floor Thursday in Charlotte. Yale's in action Friday. And Wagner has a first four game tomorrow night in Dayton. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.